In Ephesians chapter 6, we had a reading a few moments ago, verse 1 through verse 9. I want to take the subject of this morning's study from verse 1 of that text, Ephesians chapter 6, and in verse 1. In the New King James Version, it reads thus, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. To do otherwise would be to do wrong. Thus the implication is there are some things that are right and some things that are wrong. What is right? In the New Testament, if one does right, he does that which is right, proper, fitting, upright, virtuous. And then if he does that which is right, proper, fitting, upright, and virtuous, he is referred to one who is just or one who is righteous. As a matter of fact, the word that is translated right in our text in the New King James Version is translated right only 7 times. But in the New King James Version, it's also translated 30 times by the word just. And even more than that, in the New King James Version, is translated 44 times by the word righteous. So Young's literal translation says, "For this is righteous." For children to obey their parents is righteous conduct. It is the right thing to do. I want to study with you about the subject of "for this is right" this morning. That which does not determine right in religion is the first thing we want to note, because everyone wants to be right in that which they do. If they're playing chess or checkers, they want to be right in the move that they make. In order to determine whether they're right or they've made a wrong move, not in harmony, worth keeping with the rules of the game, perhaps the rule book will be examined and determined whether they've made a proper move or not. It is true in the physical realm as it is in the spiritual. How is it that we determine what is right? Well, let's look at how it is that we do not determine right in religious matters, first of all. When we can see how it is that we do not determine what is right in religious matters, it helps us to understand how it is we come to determine what is right. So that which does not determine right in religious matters. First of all, right is not determined by what seems right to the person who's trying to determine what is right. A wise man said in Proverbs 14 in verse 12, "There's a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death." Just because something seems right doesn't make it so. Jeremiah 10 and verse 23, the Lord said, "O Lord, I know the way of man, it is not in himself. It is not in man who walks to direct his own steps." Just because one thinks something is right, just because it seems right, man is not made in such a way as to determine whether it's right or not. He has to check the rule book, because it's not in man to be able to determine right in and of himself. As a matter of fact, when men simply do that which seems right to them, nothing but confusion and chaos comes from that. There was a time in the history of the nation of Israel when utter confusion prevailed among the people of that day, because they had become apostates. They did not have an earthly king, and they did not recognize God as their king. So what did they do? Judges 21 and verse 25 says, "In those days there was no king in Israel, and everyone did what was right in his own eyes." They didn't recognize God as their king, and they had no earthly king. They just did what was right in their own eyes. They determined what was right. But it's not in man to determine what is right. It's not in man who walks to direct his own steps. So right is not determined by what seems right to the person who's making that determination. And right is not determined then by human reason. Isaiah 55 and in verse 8, God said, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Man's human reasoning does not determine what is right. God's thoughts are so much higher than our thoughts. We also learn from the Scriptures that right is not determined by human tradition, though some people use human tradition as a means of determining what is right. Matthew 15 in verse 5, Jesus said, "Whoever says to his father or mother, 'Whatever profit you might have received from me is a gift of God,' then he need not honor his father or mother. Thus you have made the commandment of God of no effect by your tradition." The people of this day of whom Jesus is speaking to were under the commandments of God to honor father and mother. The word honor here means more than just show them respect. It means take care of them financially and physically if necessary. And so whatever profit you may have received, mom or dad, from me, well, I've actually given it as a gift to God. I promised it as a gift of God to the temple. And so by that human tradition, they've made the commandment of God of no effect. But right is not determined by human tradition. Jesus condemns them for what they have done. Human tradition has made the commandment of God of no effect. Right is also not determined by the individual's conscience. Acts 23 and in verse 1, Paul, looking earnestly at the council of the Sanhedrin when he was on trial, said, "Men and brethren, I've lived in all good conscience before God until this day." But right is not determined by human conscience. Though Paul had lived in all good conscience, he did much which was wrong according to his conscience. Galatians 1 and in verse 13, he said, "For you have heard of my former conduct in Judaism, how I persecuted the church of God beyond measure and tried to destroy it." His conscience always did not lead him to do that which was right. Sometimes his conscience led him to do that which was wrong. So right is not determined by the individual's conscience. Right is also not determined by the convictions and instructions of our loved ones, as loved ones sometimes may not be right in their conduct. In Matthew chapter 10 and verse 37, Jesus said, "He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me." Many times people will simply not give up the religion of their parents. Why? Because they determine what is right and what is wrong by what their parents have done. But the parents' convictions and the parents' instructions that they passed on to the children is not a proper means of the way of determining what is right in the sight of God. Though the parents might live according to what they believe is right in the sight of God, one is not to follow without questioning the instructions and convictions of their parents or their forefathers, because they may lead them in the wrong direction. Right is also not determined by the church. Many people believe that the church is the one who makes the laws, rules, and regulations, that the church writes the rule book by which right is determined. But the church does not determine what is right. The church is subject to that which is right. Ephesians 1 and verse 22, "And he, that is God, put all things under his, Christ's feet, and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all." The church is subject to Christ. The church doesn't make the rules. The church doesn't make the regulations. The church does right because it follows the one who is right and righteous, Jesus Christ. So the church is to be in subjection to that which is right, rather than being the lawgiver. So all of these things we've just mentioned can never a determining factor in regard to whether one is doing that which is right or not. That is, right is not determined by what seems right to the person. Right is not determined by human reason. It's not determined by individual's conscience. It's not determined by human tradition. It's not determined by one's convictions or instructions from his forefathers or his parents. These things simply can never be used to determine what is right. Remember, that which is right is that which is proper, that which is fitting, that which is upright, that which is virtuous, that which, if having been done, could be referred to as that which is righteous conduct. Amen. The word in our text in Ephesians 6 and verse 1, translated right, is a word that is used later on to bring about the word righteousness. I often bring up the example of the parents of John the Baptizer. Luke 1 and verse 6. They were righteous. Why? Because they kept the commandments and ordinances of God. They were righteous. That is, they did what was right. And so, let's look at what it is that determines right in religious matters. It is God. It is Jesus Christ. It is the Holy Spirit who determines what is right. And when one does what God, Christ or the Holy Spirit says, he could then be referred to as righteous. In Deuteronomy 32 and in verse 4, Moses said, and speaking of God, he is the rock. His work is perfect. For all his ways are justice. A God of truth and without injustice. Righteous and upright is he. Righteous and right is he. He's a right God. He does that which is righteous. He does that which is just. That is his very character. When we do that which God commands us to do, we do right. We exhibit the character of God. In Acts 3 and in verse 22, Acts 3 and in verse 22. For Moses truly said to the fathers, the Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your brethren. Him you shall hear in all things, whatever he says to you. And it shall be that every soul who will not hear that prophet shall be utterly destroyed from among the people. Quoting from Deuteronomy 18, verse 18 and 19. Jesus Christ determines what is right. Him you shall hear in all things, whatever he says to you. And if you will not, you'll be destroyed from among the people. Jesus Christ determines what is right. The Holy Spirit determines what is right. John 16 in verse 12. Jesus said to his apostles, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. Where did the Holy Spirit get these things? He got them from Christ. God gave them to Christ. Christ gave them to the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is to give these things to the apostles. God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit determines what is right. That which is right is given to the apostles. In Acts 13 and in verse 10, Paul said to Elymas the sorcerer, as Paul is trying to preach the gospel to Sergius Paulus, he said, O full of all deceit and all fraud, you son of the devil, you enemy of all righteousness, note that, will you not cease perverting the straight or right ways of the Lord? We have two words there, righteousness and straight, both words associated with one another. You enemy of all righteousness, you enemy of all right doing, will you not cease perverting the straight or right ways of the Lord? According to the Lord, there are right ways to do things. Sergius Paulus was being given the gospel message on this occasion. Elymas the sorcerer was perverting it, trying to turn him away from that which is right. Acts 4 and in verse 19, Peter and John, before the Sanhedrin council, said to them, whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you more than God, you judge. Whether it is right, whether it is proper, whether it is fitting, whether it is virtuous, whether it is upright, whether it is the righteous thing to do. For we cannot but speak the things which you have seen and heard. It's the righteous thing to do to tell the truth. It's the righteous thing to do that which is right. And the apostles had that which was right, given to them by God, through Christ, through the Holy Spirit. Thus, God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit determine what is right in religious matters. And God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit then revealed what is right in God's Word, the Bible. Psalm 33 and in verse 4. For the word of the Lord is right, and all of His work is done in truth. The psalmist said in Psalm 119 in verse 105, Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. It leads you in the right direction, leads you on the right path, because the word of God is right. Again, Acts 13 in verse 10. Will you not cease perverting the straight or right ways of the Lord? There is a way that is right. It's contained in God's Word. His Word is right. It is truth. John 8 in verse 32. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. If one does not follow the truth, he will not be made free. He'll not be set free from his sins. If one obeys the truth, he obeys that which is right. He is referred to as righteous. But without the truth, without the Word of God, one does not know the right thing to do. Paul said to the young evangelist Timothy in 2 Timothy 3 and in verse 16, All Scripture is given by the inspiration of God, that it is God-breathed, that it is the very breath of God. It's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God might be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work, spiritually complete. He needs nothing else but the Word of God. Everyone likes to be considered right. In religious matters, you can always be right if you follow the Word of God. It is indeed the very breath of God. Peter said in 1 Peter 4 and in verse 11, If anyone speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. That is, when one speaks, he should use the very utterances or very words of God. Why? Because they're the right words to use. Well, if God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit determine what is right in religious matters, and if God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit reveal what is right in God's Word, the Bible, in order to determine what is right, man needs then to search the Word of God to find what is right. Does he not? Acts 17 and in verse 10. Then the brethren immediately sent Paul and Silas away by night to Berea. That is, when Paul and Silas was in Thessalonica, they had to leave the city of Thessalonica because of the unbelieving Jews. And when Paul and Silas arrived in Berea, they went into the synagogue of the Jews. But these Jews in Berea were more fair-minded than those Jews in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness, and they searched the Scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so. They searched the Scriptures to find out what was right. They searched the Scriptures to make sure Paul and Silas was telling them what was right. Now, if they need to search the Scriptures to determine what is right, we need to search the Scriptures to determine what is right as well. That's why Paul told the young evangelist Timothy in 2 Timothy 2 and verse 15, Study or be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing, handling correctly, expounding accurately and properly the Word of truth. When it is expounded accurately and properly, when it's handled correctly, people learn the truth. When it's not handled correctly, handled improperly, expounded inaccurately, people do not know what is right. It must be handled correctly for people to understand what is right. A proper search of the Scriptures must be made to determine right in the sight of God. Just think about it. If the prophets of old had to search the scriptures to determine right, prophets, spokesmen for God, those inspired of God, what makes us think we don't have to search the scriptures? 1 Peter 1 and verse 10. Of this salvation the prophets have inquired and searched carefully who prophesied of the grace that would come to you. The prophets in the Old Testament didn't fully understand and comprehend all God's will in the matter of bringing about man's salvation. And so they searched the writing of other prophets. They searched the writings that were made available to them at the time in order to determine the truth. And so once man has found that which is right in the Word of God, what does he need to do? He needs to follow it. Because there is but one way of truth. Matthew 7 and verse 13. Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. Because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. Difficult is the way. There's not but one way. The right way. Again, to Elymas the sorcerer, will you not cease perverting the straight ways of the Lord? There is a way, and we need to find that way and be content, having found it, to remain on that way. Others who know what is right often simply do not care enough to follow that which is right. But when you find out that which is right, we need to stay with that which is right. Be people of integrity. Be people of conviction. Why abandon that which is right and accept that which is wrong? I'm not sure why it is that people want to do that. They never want to be shown to be wrong in the eyes of other people. As a matter of fact, if you embarrass someone and show them they're wrong, oh wow, they really get heated sometimes because of that. But nobody wants to be shown that they're wrong. They always want to be right. But yet some people, having found the right way, abandon the right way in religious matters. And then there are others who simply do not seek that which is right in religious matters to begin with. They're satisfied with being wrong. It doesn't make sense, does it? In matters of a physical nature, in matters of a temporal nature, they always want to be seen as right. Get in an argument about a call in a football game or basketball game. They want to be right. They run to the rule book. Come before a judge. And the lawyers debate and argue with one another. And they pull out the rule book. That is, they pull out the laws of the land and debate who is right, who is wrong. In temporal matters and earthly matters, nobody wants to be proven to be wrong. They want to do that which is right. They want to be seen as those who do right. But when it comes to matters of religion, for some reason, some people simply do not care. And then those who have found the right way sometimes just abandon it in order to be wrong. So once man has found that which is right, he need not only follow it, but he must continue in that which is right. Amen. But even all who obey the gospel won't do that. Even in the first century, there were those who did not do that. 2 Peter 2 and in verse 15, Peter, speaking of false teachers of his time, said, they have forsaken the right way and gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of righteousness. They have forsaken the right way. There is but one way, God's way, the right way. When we find it, we need to stay on it. 1 John 1 and in verse 6, John said, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. When we practice the truth, we continue to obey the truth in our life. That is, we continue to do what is right in our life. But when we cease doing that which is right, we cease being in fellowship with God. Verse 7, 1 John 1. If we walk in the light as He, that is, God is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. That is, He has fellowship with us, and we have fellowship with Him. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all unrighteousness. If we remain in the way of truth, if we always do that which is right, we remain in fellowship with God. And we have an avenue of being able to be forgiven of our sins as children of God, as long as we remain on the right way, on the right path. Men who have learned that which is right then need to remain on it. But there's something else they need to do. Men who have learned the right way need to teach the right way to others. In Acts 18, in verse 26, "So he began to speak boldly in the synagogue, that he under consideration is Apollos. When Aquila and Priscilla heard him, they took him aside and explained to him the way of God more accurately." They explained the right way to him. The way of God more accurately. That's what we need to do. God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit determines what is right. We determine what is right by going to their rule book that's been provided for us. And when we determine what is right, we stay on that right path. And we bring others to that right path. That's what we need to do. Well, back to our lesson. It is right for children to obey their parents. Ephesians 6 and in verse 1, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for it is right." It is the righteous thing to do. There are several good reasons why children ought to obey their parents. One is parents are usually bigger and stronger, and that's a pretty good reason for kids to obey their parents, isn't it? Another is that parents are experienced, and under most circumstances, this is a good reason for obeying them. Another reason for obeying parents might be that, well, parents, for the most part, especially those in the Lord's church, do right themselves. We would hope they do anyway. And usually their right instruction that they provide to their children is a pretty good reason for obeying them. In most circumstances, parents are due as well a debt of gratitude, and children ought to obey their parents in order to express that gratitude to them. And another reason why one should obey their parents is given in Ephesians 6 and verse 3, "For it may be well with you." Well means good. That is, that you might prosper and live long on the earth. However, all of these reasons that we've given why it is that children are to obey their parents might be good reasons, but it's not the reason mentioned. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for it is right. The reason it is right and the righteous thing to do is because God said it was right and the righteous thing to do. God, who made man to begin with and gave him instructions as to bearing children, is the one who said it is right to do. And this is the best reason in the world to do right, because God said it.
Amen.
How many parents have ever said to the children, "Because I said so"? That's a good reason to obey the parents.
Amen.
Because the parents said so. But the best reason for children to obey their parents, the best reason for anyone to obey God, is because God said so. Because God determines what is right. He determines the one that does right then is righteous. When we do that which God's Word tells us to do, we always do that which is right. In Mark 16 and verse 15, Jesus told the apostles, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved." You want to do right this day in regard to your soul's salvation? Believe and obey the gospel. You'll be doing that which is right. Why is it right? Because God said it. It is a right thing to do for your soul's salvation. Have you chosen that which is right? Have you chosen to obey the Word of God and become a child of God through faith, repentance, confession, and baptism? Perhaps you have done that. Well, as a child of God, have you continued to do that which is right? If you have sin in your life this hour, and if need be, you need to make a public confession, you must do that. Repent of that sin. Confess that sin to God, and we'll pray with you and for you as we stand and sing the song that has been selected.